that which is holy becomes common, so that that which is common could become holy. That's what we see on display with the mystery of the Incarnation. That once again, as the God of the universe, who has everything, takes it upon himself to take us upon himself, to humble himself, so that those who lie in the valley of darkness may have a great light to shine upon them. As it happens, at Christmas, I think every single Mass that I do has a different set of readings. It's a lot of fun to do a homily on, right? The last set of readings was the genealogy from the Gospel of Matthew, the genealogy of Jesus, going from the time of Abraham all the way up until Jesus. And I pointed out to them that there are some interesting characters in there. You would figure that the Savior would have all kinds of illustrious people in his heritage. There are a handful in there that aren't so illustrious. People such as King Ahaz, who, as Deacon Mike pointed out to us this last weekend, did not trust in the Lord, and so found his whole kingdom shattered and conquered. We hear about people like David, who was an adulterer, and his son Solomon, who was gifted beyond belief in wisdom, in intelligence, and yet, toward the end of his life, squandered that. He gave himself over to idols. And we even hear of Ruth, which is the book of the Bible named after her, but she was a foreigner. She was not among the chosen people. Having her name in the list would be an embarrassment. Then finally, Rahab, who was actually the prostitute that allowed the chosen people to conquer the city of Jericho, help them to conquer the city of Jericho. All of these characters are in the lineage of Jesus. And Matthew proudly displays them. Why? If the perfect Savior has such ancestors, what does that say about him? I think it says a lot. And as I told them earlier, God is a sucker for sinners. That which is holy becomes common, so that that which is common can become holy. The town Bethlehem, Bethlehem, means house of bread. When Jesus was born, Joseph and the Holy Family were staying with Joseph's relatives, most likely, or they tried to. But their guest rooms were full. There was no room for Jesus there. Everything was already cluttered up. How often is it that our lives are cluttered up such that he can't get in? And where does he end up staying? He ends up wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. Baby tied up so that he can't move. He has no freedom. And he's put in a box for animals to feed. That's the kind of God we have. One who makes himself common. Lest we doubt that our God loves us and is intimately involved in this life of ours here, all we have to do is look at that. That which is holy becomes common, so that that which is common can become holy.